shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio here. Whoa, am I okay here? Okay. Good morning. Welcome to
That was crazy. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Today is the 17th of March, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. So, good morning, everybody. And it's Carl and Linda Bott, except, of course, it's Tuesday, and Linda is on assignment this morning. Yes, her assignment today is the dog.
The dog? What's going on with the dog today?
Dog gets trimmed today.
Oh.
Elk killer has fluffed out. Looks like a polar bear running around the house. So elk killer gets trimmed up today, among other things. So good morning to Sue.
Good morning, Carl. Welcome.
How am I sounding in there?
You are sounding a little funky. I'm working on it.
Okay.
The only way to fix it is when you talk. I don't know what's going on. So working on it, and we're working on our sound. So we appreciate you tuning in.
Yes. I wonder if it's because we keep, I keep washing this thing with the antiviral hand wipes.
Ah.
I wonder if that's got something to do with it.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Are we okay now? I think we are.
Yes.
Is it just
I would just keep talking. We'll figure it out during the show.
Okay, everybody.
Hey. I think you sound super right now.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're okay then. Hey, okay. What's the weather look like, Sue?
Oh, today scattered showers and 48 degrees. Tonight, there is a chance of showers with a low of 39. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain and 56 degrees. That's tomorrow during the day. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a low of 35. For Thursday, sunny and 62 as overnight lows drop down to 37. Then for Friday, partly sunny and 62 degrees. Friday night, increasing clouds and a chance of showers for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid to upper 60s, lows dropping down in the 40s. It is currently mostly cloudy and raining lightly in downtown Reading. If you're traveling, expect delays. Pretty much snow in any direction you're heading. Chain control in effect, I-5 North, Highway 36, we're talking 32, also affected 44. So pretty much chain controls in effect, 299 east and west as well. Now, Carl, back to you.
Oh, okay. The weather's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They've started a new program for where they can put a generator into your house or next to your house, of course, that runs your home entirely. When the electricity is cut off by PG&E, and it will be, or if you lose your electricity because of weather or whatever it is, it runs your whole house, or generators of different sizes that can run your refrigerator, air conditioning, things so you don't lose your food and that you don't swelter during the summer. So they got all different sizes. So give them a call at 365-3793, and veterans always get discounts at Shasta Gas Propane, as do seniors. Okay. Today, 8 o'clock, we have Dr. Mark Pierce coming in, the owner of Hilltop Medical. And he's going to talk about how to kind of distance yourself from the coronavirus besides staying at home all the time. And so we've got some catch-ups today for things that are going on with the coronavirus. But I guess really the big news today of everything is that Tom Brady's moving on.
Is that it?
Tom Brady's moving on from the New England Patriots.
It is a big deal.
After 20 years, Tom Brady, the GOAT, greatest of all time. And the people will argue that, but you've got to give it to him. Greatest of all time. Will be playing someplace else. And they're saying it could be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Really?
I don't know why he'd go there.
Except
it's warm and he's old.
Well, maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, this is just funny. We're talking about somebody you know, the aging veteran, the oldest man in football, you know, like he's doddering. He's 43. He's 43.
But he's still doing well. He still looks good.
You know what? He can put butts in the seats.
Yep.
And if somebody will let him, you know, they've got to build the offense that works with Brady, though. Brady throws very quickly. He needs receivers that can get out and work for him. And the Patriots didn't have it this last year. They had that man that's there all the time, Julian Edelman.
Mm-hmm.
They had Edelman, but when he lost Gronkowski, it seemed like it took away half of their offense, and their defense just couldn't, you know, keep them going throughout the whole, you know, through most of the season. They could do it until they got into that top flight, and then they just could not operate. And he needs more weapons out there, because his arm isn't as long as it, you know, he couldn't throw as long, but he can throw those short passes. He's got that winning ability, and he could probably bring the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if that's where he goes, up to another level.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You know, in his line, this guy lives, breathes, eats football. And his wife, who is, you know, one of the top models, she says, I realize where I am in this life. And it's not number one. It's football.
Well, yeah.
And so then when you think about this, you know, everything this man, you know, has become is because of football and his ability and his winning ability and his competitive ability. See, it's somebody like this that can grasp things under pressure, make the right decisions. You know, you almost wish he was in politics.
That door is not open yet, but it could be.
It could open like that. I mean, the guy builds teams. And the other thing, too, is, you know, to coach this guy is hard. You know, Belichick is probably one of the few people that could, because he's such a student of the game. He's there. He knows as much as the coaches. He studies these films year-round. He works out. Everything that goes into his mouth, it's not like he goes down to the Yuba Street post office and has a hot dog from Randy, like some of us do. No, that does not go into his mouth. He eats specific amounts. He eats certain foods. He's into yoga. That's one of the. I mean, the guy's healthy and he's flexible. That's one of the reasons he's been able to last this long. He's totally his outlook and how he eats and sleeps and his off time is different than other people. So here I am talking during the greatest, you know, scare. Pandemic.
You know, I think people just need to breathe.
They need to think.
Sometimes you just need a break. You need a break from the panic and the fear, and we're going to do that for you today. So,
well, no, we're not, because we're going to get back into coronavirus.
We will, but here. I have today's Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my gosh!
Totally.
Here it is, and what do they do for St. Patrick's Day?
Shut down the bars.
They're shutting down the bars. You know what? I bet I can find some corned beef and cabbage someplace out here.
And today is, actually, you just mentioned it, Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. And it's called World Social Work Day. And once again, Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, what can I say? And it's also my kids' anniversary, 19th anniversary, 19
Aww.
Years they've been married. Oh, yeah. And we just talked to her yesterday. She's a nurse, and she calls Linda and I about every other day now. How are you feeling? We're feeling fine, hon. You know, really, we are. We're feeling fine, you know, so you don't have to worry. So now when she calls, I just start coughing. When, you know, I can see it's her. I answer the phone. She goes, "It's not funny, Dad." The other day she called, and I said, no, hey, you got to speak louder. We're in a party. She goes, you're what? I said, we're in a party. It's it's turkey season, opening season. I said, there's 200 of us, turkey hunters and our spouses and all that. We're in a big party. We're celebrating the opening of turkey season. And she goes, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be. Are you kidding me? You shouldn't be there. So a big shout out to our son and daughter on their 19th wedding anniversary. Let's take a quick break. We come back, yeah, we'll get into some serious stuff, but it's St. Patty's Day. You know what? I can't believe it. So you're the producer. the producer, and there is not one bottle of green beer sitting out here. Not one bottle of green beer is out here. But I can tell you where there's going to be some great corned beef and cabbage. But I don't know if they're open any. And I don't know if they're open now because, you know, the closing bars. And C.R. Gibbs just closed down yesterday.
Well, I think.
Did you see that for 2 weeks?
I did. And I think a lot of them, though, are going to be doing takeout. So, and
I'm
hoping takeout and delivery is really going to gain popularity.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I thoroughly agree with you. So if you know places that are going to be open tonight that has corned beef and cabbage, make sure that you give me a call and or get into the chat room or give Sue a call and say, hey, Carl, you can go there today for corned beef and cabbage.
I love it.
Hey, by the way, Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. She's open. And if, you know, life throws you so many curves. You know, up here we've had fire, snowmageddon, we've had floods.
Earthquakes.
We've had, but earthquakes, no damage. But we've had floods up here that's caused damage. And now we have, I don't know, is the pandemic pestilence, or is pestilence more like locust coming in, and the water turning red, you know.
But yeah, anyway, I don't know. Don't give him any ideas.
You cannot plan for all of this, but you can insure yourself to make sure that it hits you less. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, her financial staff is there. They're not panicking under everything that's going on. They're there to help make sure you make it through all of this. Judy is there to make sure you've got all of your insurance needs met. She's a person to talk to during this time frame. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The Reading Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes that will benefit the city and county. These taxes help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. only temporarily, though. The pool was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yes, I'm in here dancing that Irish jig again. Something you don't want to see. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to St. Patty's Day, 7:21 in the morning here. 40 degrees it is. 40 degrees it is, plus. Looks like it's going to be raining and raining all day. Weather reports, of course, brought to you by our friends down there, our Shamrock friends down at Shasta Gas and Propane. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by Home Helpers, the Colleen, Sharon Clark, and all of her little leprechauns that are working for her down at Home Helpers, doing a wonderful job taking care of your needs, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. They're there, of course. And for more information, please call Sharon at 226-8350 or learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Lots. Okay, sometimes I shift from Irish right into Scotch, and I don't know I do that.
Well, you got better as you progressed. So, like, and I went to
like all the little leprechauns helping her down there. I've got a joke about a leprechaun, but I cannot tell it here on the on
now
the
that's
air.
Scottish.
Oh, am I? Okay. Well, I'm a little bit old to be believing in leprechauns. Okay. Are you sure that was Scottish? That sounded a little Irish.
Well, you were Irishy Scottish.
Irishy Scottish. You know what? They're very close to each other up there.
They are close.
They don't think so. Okay. Hey, you know, there is good news under this pandemic. Talked about Tom Brady. But here's the other thing. Really good news is the California legislature has suspended work till April 12th. If they're not in session, they can't hurt us.
Yeah, God, there you go.
God knows. When they're in session, they do things to us that are just unbelievable. So they're not in session. I'm trying to think of a way. You know, I don't want to hurt anybody. Is there a way to get them all sick until, like, say, December 31st?
You know, I'm waiting for the phone to ring.
No, here it comes. I'm not wishing this on anybody, but think about this. The legislature is closed till April 12th. Do you think the place will cry? You know, I mean, California will not end. You know, and if they pass 1,200 laws a year, that means they're only going to pass 1,100 this year, maybe. You know, maybe, because they've been shut down for a couple of weeks. And then they have to go home and still collect a per diem, still collect while they go home and politic. But you know what? And see, they don't even, and while they're here, they don't even have to go to gatherings. They don't even have to go to gatherings. They don't even have to talk to the constituents because the governor said, no, you can't have meetings of over, you know, 50 people or something like that. And the president says, you know, you might want to hold this back to 10 people. Now, what President Trump has done is he said that, you know, as we heard yesterday in that interview with Dr. Toms, who wrote about the pandemic in the Spanish flu epidemic that killed 600,000 people in the United States back in 1918-19. She talked about social distancing and how they did social distancing back then. They knew what was causing it. They knew about germs and microbes, and they wanted to flatten the curve to make sure that people to elongate this epidemic so everything didn't peak at one time. And that's what Trump's doing right now. That's what the governors are doing right now. That's what the mayors are doing. San Francisco, from what I understand, is now into a shelter in place. Speaking of which, you're saying to yourself, well, Carl, you're in here. I mean, yeah, but it's me in the studio, and the studio smells of disinfectant like you can't believe. We have some of the strongest stuff available, and it's all over the microphones, which kind of makes, I'm sure that's because we have these spongy covers, these air covers over the microphones, and they're probably wet, which is causing part of the problem. And I tell people, stop spraying them. You know, stop spraying this thing. Get all the metal ones and cover that. Anyway, so I go up to a store. I went up to Holiday yesterday because I needed to pick up some potatoes. Potatoes. So I roll in there, and there's one bag of new potatoes there. One bag. Little red potatoes. So I get that. Then I start looking around, and it's unbelievable. There were no veggies there. No fresh, there was potatoes were gone. So then I start walking around and going through the aisles to see what's left. They had empty shelves up there at the Holiday Mart. Empty shelves at the Holiday Mart. And, I mean, this is a big store. And there was still plenty, by the way, if you're wondering, there was still plenty of booze left. But other things were gone. You go into the frozen vegetable section. No, unless you want okra. Well, actually, I got a package of frozen okra because I like okra. You know, let's go to the phones. Randall, good morning, buddy. Hello, Randall, you're on.
Hey, I have two questions on the legislature and their staffs.
Yeah.
Will they be paid during this time, since everybody else, like restaurant people and every hourly person in the entire state, will not get paid and will have to take unemployment? I have no problem with them going for unemployment during the time, but that's one question. Then I have another question for you.
Well,
do you know the difference?
Uh-huh.
Do you know the honest difference between Scotch whiskey and Irish whiskey?
No.
One has an E.
Oh.
One is spelled with an E. That's the difference.
Is that the only difference?
Yeah.
Well, that's why my accent is so screwed up. Then I've got
that's
my
right, yeah.
I got my E's mixed
with
up.
An E, and one is spelled with W-H-I-S-K-Y, and the other was W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, and that's the difference.
Randall's one of the smartest people I know in the world, and
well, I had to go to Scotland to learn that. By the way.
You know, I'm looking about here. The California legislature approved up to $1 billion in new spending on money to combat the coronavirus, then suspended their work for the next month to try and contain the illness. It doesn't say anything about whether they get paid or not, but we know what that answer is.
Yeah,
don't,
but
don't we?
I think it's a question worth raising since
people are
legitimately out of work for a good reason. I mean, this is, you know, from a healthcare standpoint, this is the correct thing to do. But everybody should carry some load, and everybody should suffer some pain. And it doesn't appear that they're suffering any pain at all.
When I read this morning, I didn't even think about that. But you're absolutely right. Maybe they should go without pay, but you know they're not going to do it. So
I recall when I had cancer, I used my sick leave, I used my PTO. All these, I didn't get any extra pay or anything for that during that period. I think they ought to have to use up their vacation leave and all this rather than wait, particularly the staff, rather than wait until they retire and get a big boatload.
Well, that's,
I mean, that's what that's for.
You know what? That's a great comment. And, you know, that's something maybe we can find out today. I'll give somebody a call that we know right here in town that works for the Assembly and the Senate and say, are they going to be paid or do they have to use their sick leave in vacation time just like everybody else does out there? What a great question. And I'll have that for you tomorrow. Thank you so much, Randall. You know, that was that's a great question. We've got to take a break here. And I promise not to use my Irish brogue anymore. Well, no, I can't promise that because, hey, I just might do it. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. And I bet if you go in there wearing green today, you'll probably be able to find something for your Colleen that's there. Great people down there. They're at, again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back. 7:30 in the morning, 40 degrees out there, and look for rain.
Adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Reading's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45 live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It is March 17th, St. Paddy's Day. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community, I wonder if they're going to all have green on today. I don't know. If you don't have green on, does that mean you can get pinched? Uh-oh. Oh, yes. My guest, Heather, is red hair. She looks so Irish here. Anyway, Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. Two branches right here in Redding at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and at 192 Hartnell Avenue in Old Reilly Shopping Center. You know, they're out there to help you. They're great people. They help our businesses. They're locally owned, locally operated. Find out how they're going down there. Stop by and experience how they're moving local dreams forward over at Cornerstone Community Bank. So I'm standing here, well, kind of standing, sitting, with Heather Gold. And you couldn't ask to tell me, oh, well, you know what? And Sue's sitting in there with her red hair and Irish
there we go.
Fair skin. Oh, my gosh, I'm surrounded by leprechauns here. Okay, not leprechauns, but the girls from the old sod, as I think they used to call it. And Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
You look like you look like you could be walking down the lane in, Ireland, someplace there.
Well,
you know, Dublin, walking down, going, hey, let's stop in and have a Guinness.
Definitely a Guinness.
Heather Gold. Now, tell people who Heather Gold is.
I am a professional organizer and life coach, and I am trained as a social worker for helping people to declutter and also working with people who, I don't like to use this word, but it is a buzzword that's going around, hoarding.
Hoarding. Now, I saw an article that had been written by you and I think one of your friends that was in Enjoy the Magazine. And as soon as I saw it, I went, I've got to call Heather. And so because everybody, you know, there's so much time right now, especially with what's going on right now with people kind of staying at home and buying tons of stuff they don't need. But so many people I know, and they're all saying the same thing. You know what? You know, it's time to downsize. It's time to do this. It's time to, you know, to get rid of a lot of stuff. And God knows we have been saying that at my house for, well, see, we've been married for since 2008. So it's 12 years. We've been saying that for 12 years, okay?
Yeah.
We never get around to it. Why is that?
Well, you know, you're busy people. And I would say that a lot of people in are just really busy. And I would say that can also create what I call time clutter. You'll see that around.
Where time clutter.
Time clutter. Yes, it's real.
I've got that. Time clutter.
Yes.
Okay. So how does this work? I call Heather. Say, Heather, come on over to the house. Is that what we do first, or we have to meet like in a sterile environment someplace?
Not a sterile environment. I go directly to people's homes, and first the first thing I do is walk through the door, and we talk about the goals and do an assessment of kind of where you're at. I think the hardest part is just having me come through the door. A lot of times people feel like there's a lot of emotions that go into it, embarrassment, guilt, the idea that the shame behind it of how did I get to a certain place. That's with the people who have a little bit more clutter. So it can be a very big ball of emotions and thoughts and everything that goes into it. So just getting me through the door, you know, I have no judgment. My biggest thing is to try to look at where you're at in the moment and go forward from there.
Why do people hoard?
Ooh, that's a good question. There is actually this great fact sheet that is from the Institute of Chronic Disorganization. It's an actual organization. And there are so many reasons. There could be cognitive issues. There can be what are considered situational issues, such as divorce, the loss of a loved one. You know, you're at a different place in your life. You know, you used to be a teacher, for example, and now you're retired. There's a lot of different factors that go into why people hoard.
Now, when we talk about hoarding, we're not talking about just clutter in a house. No, we're talking about some serious stuff here.
Right? Correct.
I've watched like 10 minutes of that TV show, Hoarding. Mm-hmm. Was it Hoarders?
There's Hoarders, and then I was also on the show Hoarding Buried Alive.
You were on the show?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, I was the organizer, not okay, the person needing help.
Yeah, that didn't get you into it. Yeah, I was in the show. I was the star of the show of Hoarding Alive, and the one thing they could find was they followed, you know, my trail. Now, these are people, though, that you can't even get into their house.
Correct, yes.
And now that becomes a little bit more than just somebody that's retired.
Yes.
That some of these things will last. I mean, they go for years.
They do.
In this.
Yes, and that's part of how I got into this profession. Both of my grandmothers on both sides of my family, the paternal and maternal side, both had hoarding in my family.
Really?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, when this was all just kind of being recognized for what it is, because it used to be called pack rats.
Yes.
Grandma's just got a lot of stuff. Now they're really doing a lot more studies and research.
Grandma's got a lot of stuff. I love it. Yeah. No, but it's true, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're doing a lot of studies and saying, so there's something psychological in here then.
Correct.
That they're afraid of loss or I mean, I've never, this is the first time really we've really addressed this in 10 years on the show. That's why I was so happy that you wanted to come on.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, it's somebody, and now I'm finding out that you're more than just somebody that does this as a kind of a, you know, I'm there to help. You're somebody that studied this.
Correct.
and have seen people at the, I guess, I don't know, at the apex of hoarding.
Yes.
Or, I mean, you have to kind of like, you can't even move through the house because of things like papers and, I mean,
yeah, so
I don't, you know, I talk about clutter in the house, but I can't imagine people that live like that, but yet they have no problem finding them.
Well, I would say the biggest factor is there's a lot of depression and anxiety. And you can see, I mean, it's very timely what's going on right now. You're hearing the buzzword hoarding all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
With common people, you know. The toilet paper is gone, you know. You know, so it is very real. And that's, I think, more of the fear of I'm not going to have something, you know.
Or I'm going to need this.
I'm going to need this.
I mean, I look at things I've kept for 12 years. Before I got married, I lived on a boat. And so I had the minimal. I was a minimalist there. And I had but I did have a small storage area that I kept, you know, some things on that couldn't get onto the boat. And yet, we've got a storage unit here. And I've got stuff in there 12 years that I haven't touched in 12 years. And, you know, periodically I went through there and got rid of, you know, some of it. But I could, if you haven't used something for a certain length of time, is it time to get rid of it?
Well, that is the question. That is always a factor in what I'm doing. One, I will never tell someone to get rid of something. That is part of the person's place to come to. But we will talk about kind of why you're keeping it and what is the reason for keeping it. I would say the most important thing about organizing is really being in the present moment. And that is, again, very much of what we're looking at. You know, I've been teaching classes at the Shasta College through the continuing education class. And we were talking about this in class last Thursday. It's really, you know, as opposed to going into that place of, I need to go get more. It's really important to step back and look at what you do have and to take inventory of who you are right now versus who you used to be or what you think you're going to be. So just being right in this moment.
Okay. I'm here with Heather Gold, who is a works at Guidepost.
Correct.
Okay, and is a therapist there and a life coach. But she's here today because she's also an organizer, professional organizer. No, we're not talking about, workers or things like that. She'll come to your home, mm-hmm. and she will help you downsize. And she doesn't make judgments. Mm-hmm. What she does is ask questions, and those are good questions. Why are you keeping this? Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's got a real sentimental value to it, of course you want to keep that. But why do you keep the 4 or 5 or 6 sets of china? Mm. And I will hear the ladies talking about that. Oh yeah, I've got to get rid of one of those or two of those, or how about all of those? Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. You know, life goes on, my friends. Life is going on. There's no reason that you don't go out and you're thinking it's that time to buy a new TV or a new stereo. You don't want to go around crowds. Well, then you go into local establishments that are smaller, and you deal with the owners themselves. And the Clyde's Enterprises, when I say the original is still the best, he's been doing this for over 47 years, home electronics. Over 32 years in the satellite business. You're authorized your source for Dish Network. An authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch, and Bose speakers. He has it all there. Not only that, he'll have it installed. He can put surround sound in your house. Don't go to the big box stores. Go to our local stores. Keep our economy going. He's at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or you can give him a call at 221-4144. Clyde's Enterprises. Clyde Pierce. We'll be right back with Heather Gold, and we're going to try and get our arms around how do we get organized during a pandemic.
Yes.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Nature isn't the only force that can leave its mark, especially when you have a tractor built to help make your property your own. The Kubota BX80 series gets any job done right. Dig, mow, haul, and maneuver with ease. Get a BX80 tractor for zero down and 0% APR financing for 60 months. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 800-221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
In 1803, we sailed out to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 751 in the morning, 40 degrees out there. It's raining. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Serving the North State for over a quarter of a century, a better-known business that can work on all makes or models of heating and cooling systems. They offer warranties and guarantees. You can get on their 6-month plan where every 6 months they come in and change out your filters, make sure everything is running perfectly, which is what we have with them. They have been voted best in the North State, and there's reasons for that. They are the best in the North State. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heated and Air. I'm here with Heather Gold, who works over at Guidepost Therapy.
Correct.
And but she's on today because she is a professional organizer. She's going to help you bring order to your life. You know, how many times have you said, I got to downsize, I got to get rid of all this stuff? And you don't because, and as Heather has said, as already told us in the first 15 minutes of this interview, and I think we could probably go for a whole hour, but that people keep things for a variety of reasons. Most people are not hoarders. But then when you see what's happening now, mm-hmm. when people are just grabbing stuff, and we're going to talk about that. But first, let's go to the phones. Betty, good morning.
Yes, this doesn't concern that. But if Julie Winters had a good article, was sent to me by someone. She's the mayor of Reading, and it was very interesting. You should have her on your program. She mentioned Taiwan. Close to China, had only one death. And it was so interesting, and I would like to know more about it, if you could get Julie Winters
on. Okay, I saw that article, I'll give Julie a call, because we're going to have more and more, like at 8 o'clock, Dr. Mark Pierce, who just walked in, is going to talk to us from Hilltop Medical, is going to talk to us about protecting yourself during this. So, but Betty, that's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Heather, you come to a person's home, mm-hmm. And you're very non-judgmental because you can't be judgmental.
Mm-mm.
So, you know what, I don't know how old Heather is, but she has an old soul because she is a young person here. And you can just, you know, when she says, no, I'm not judgmental, you could probably see that you come in there very calm. Now, how do you get people to get rid of stuff?
Well, that is the tricky thing. The big thing that I emphasize is not to go right to that, what you were talking about, the sentimental items.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about going right to that place and saying, you got to get rid of these things. It's going to the easy stuff. The way I like to relate it is it's like your brain and these decision makings are like a muscle. And if you're starting with the sentimental stuff, which is like 100 pounds, you're not going to lift that one.
No. No, that one's not leaving the deck.
But okay. If there's plastic bottles that are hanging around and you've been meaning to recycle them, that would be an easier weight to lift.
Okay, quickly. Why do people come in and they buy all the toilet paper and then all the canned goods? Do they think that something terrible is going to happen?
Well, you look at the Depression era and what happened during that time and the scarcity of what was happening. So it's really important, again, what I was saying in the earlier part of the show is to really look at where we are as a society and what we are doing. One of the things I will say what's going on with this pandemic is that it's people are really stepping up and helping out. We saw this during the car fire. You know, everyone kind of goes into this fear on the psychological side of, I have to get all this. I have nothing. You see this during like Black Friday as well. That frenzy of shopping, and I have to have that. Versus really stopping and taking a look of what is around you, and taking, like I said earlier, inventory of what you do have versus what you don't have.
You know, that's very wise. And so when you come into a house, like we don't have like plastic bottles or anything like that, but we have a lot of stuff. Mm. So, you know, how do I, you know, when you come in, and I'm right now I'm aiming it all at Linda, and she'd be right here putting it right back at me if she was here. Mm-hmm. But the, you know, we entertain. So when you entertain, you have lots of stuff like glasses. And I mean, how many glasses? I mean, do you get into things like that?
Yes.
Do you go through and say, okay, now, do you need this piece of furniture? Or I mean, how do you do this? Okay, you come into my room,
yes,
and I've got all these books, and some of them are on the floor, all neatly stacked, but they're not in the bookcase because I don't have enough room anymore. But they, you know, so what do you tell me?
Well, again, I would step back and look at where you are right now. You know, with books, I love books myself, and that information, I can tell that you love to have that information. It's really to look at how are you retrieving that information, and is it still relevant to what you are looking at now? And that's, again, it's a deeper question to ask.
That's a good point, because I have things in there from 50 years. And do I still use them? No, I don't. And that's interesting.
So, you know, the biggest thing is to start easy. You know, you were talking about when we were talking on the side, it's really as opposed to saying, oh, I have to spend this whole time doing this and I never have time to do it. Just taking that 15 minutes and saying, hey, you know what, I'm just going to look at just browse through this bookshelf and see if there's any books that I'm just ready to let go of and just start. And then the other big part about organizing is giving back to those people who could use those things. You know, this is, again, going back to what's happening. There's a lot of ways you can donate back to our community in different kinds of ways.
Furniture.
Yes.
Clothing, extra stuff that it's in great shape, but you're not going to use it.
Yes.
So donating back in our community for people that do need it. That's great. We're here with Heather Gold, and Heather is a professional organizer, though she also is a therapist, which probably you need. When you're organizing, you probably need all that. And you seem so calm. Do you ever raise your voice?
Well, I don't raise my voice if I don't have to, unless it's an emergency. but I do want to correct you. I'm trained as a social worker.
Oh, social worker. I'm
so
sorry.
So I have an associate clinical social work degree right now.
Uh-huh.
And I do have a 40-hour day job, too. So the organizing is something I do on my off time. It's my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And as a associate clinical social worker, one, I'm gathering all my hours so I can become an LCSW, which is a licensed clinical social worker.
Uh-huh.
And that has been a big goal of mine. It's been many years that I've been working at it. I've gathered all my hours, and now I have to just take that really big test. Once that happens, then I can start utilizing Medicare to help my patients or my clients.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, since you do this kind of on the side, you'll make time for this this, and I'm sure weekends and evenings. How do people get a hold of you?
They can call the office at Guidepost Therapy, which is 691-4577.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to guideposttherapy.com. I have a great supervisor, Chris Scott, who has been just amazing in this process. I've been also teaching classes at Shasta College, and just along the lines of what therapists are doing nowadays is we are starting to transition to doing a lot of stuff online.
Okay. Heather, thanks so much for taking time to be with us today. And that's how you get a hold of her. That's how I got a hold of her. She returns calls. So, Heather, you're going to hear from us again.
Thank you.
Not in the, not probably in helping the therapy there, except in clutter therapy.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hey, look, when we get back from the news, we're going to have Dr. Mark Pierce here, and let's talk what we can do to kind of protect ourselves during this time frame, or during this time of the epidemic.
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. The White House is proposing a roughly $850 billion emergency stimulus to address the economic cost of the new coronavirus. The request will aim to provide relief for small businesses in the airline industry and include a massive tax cut for wage earners. Vice President Pence says the next 2 weeks are critical in slowing the rate of the coronavirus cases.
This guidance for the next 15 days is what our experts say is the best opportunity we have to lower the infection rate over the entire course of the coronavirus.
President Trump is urging all older Americans to stay home and everyone to avoid crowds and eating out at restaurants for at least the next few weeks, as officials forecast a surge in the coronavirus outbreak. Cities all across the country are adjusting to the forced closure of businesses and public places. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports the nation's capital is no exception.
City streets are quieter, the metro subway trains are emptier, and many of D.C.'s attractions are closed. Tours at the White House and Capitol building have been canceled. The popular Smithsonian Museums are closed, as is the Washington Monument. And even though the city's cherry blossoms are blooming, parts of the annual Cherry Blossom Festival have been canceled or postponed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Democratic presidential primary is consumed with uncertainty after leaders in Ohio called off today's election hours before polls were set to open to combat the spread of the new coronavirus. Officials in Florida, Arizona, and Illinois said they'd move forward with their votes. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 161 points at 20,349. The NASDAQ is ahead 179. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Text GOLD to 49776. That's the word GOLD to 49776. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Text the word GOLD to 49776. It's time to stop being crazy. Text GOLD to 49776.
Civil rights groups in Israel have criticized moves to implement an emergency method of tracking carriers of the coronavirus.
The emergency measures allow the Shin Bet, Israel's domestic security agency, to harvest information, including location data, from the mobile phones of confirmed coronavirus patients and those suspected of having the disease. The regulations were passed during an overnight sitting of the cabinet, bypassing parliamentary approval. The mobile phone data showing an individual's movements will be passed to the Ministry of Health to alert others who they may have come into contact with and will also be used to enforce quarantine regulations.
BBC correspondent Tom Bateman reporting from Jerusalem. Tom Brady is supposed to leave the New England Patriots. Brady posted on social media, quote, "My football journey will take place elsewhere." The comments were the first to indicate he would leave the franchise. He's led to 6 Super Bowl titles. News and analysis at townhall.com. Pacific Gas and Electric may have been thrown a lifeline.
The beleaguered power company got court approval to raise $23 billion to help pay its bills over destructive California wildfires. It comes after Governor Gavin Newsom dropped his opposition to a financing package designed to help the nation's largest utility get out of bankruptcy. The milestone was reached during an unusual court hearing held by phone Monday It moves PG&E closer to emerging from one of the most complex bankruptcy cases in U.S. history. Keith Peters reporting.
Hundreds of inmates have escaped from at least four prisons in the Brazilian state of Sao Paulo after local officials canceled their temporary exits because of fears they could bring the new coronavirus back with them upon their return. Sao Paulo's State Penitentiary Administration Secretariat said that 174 inmates have already been recaptured. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and today, of course, is the 17th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. It's Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Sue's at the helm, and she's got the weather reports.
Good morning.
And the snow reports.
And happy.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Patrick's Day.
That's right. It's my daughter and son's. Son-in-law. I guess I should say son-in-law so it doesn't sound like my son and daughter married themselves. it's their 19th wedding anniversary. They're so cute. And I have, of course, a beautiful granddaughter whose school has now been canceled. She's a senior and getting ready to graduate. And now the fear is if this thing goes to the end of the year where they just cancel the school to the end of the year, are they going to be able to do their graduation? You know, that big day where they walk down the aisle, you know, and all
wow.
their friends. And this is, you know, your last part of school, and you're a senior, and you've been going through the, you know, same school for 4 years, and you got your friends. And this is a good time to be a senior in high school. But now, are they going to cancel graduations? So, anyway, what's the weather look like?
Today, scattered showers with a high of 48 as overnight lows drop down to around 39 with showers as well. For tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain and a high of 56. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy as lows drop down to 35. Sunny for Thursday with a high of 62 and a low of 37 with increasing clouds. For Friday, a high of 62 with partly sunny skies. And by the weekend, it looks like we could see some more rain. In downtown Reading, it is raining. Red Bluff is currently 43, 42 in Anderson, 36 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 39 degrees in downtown Reading. Now this morning, a traffic collision reported at 299 in Lewiston Road. They're still trying to clean it up. And we do have chain control in effect at I-5 North at the Fondell Road off-ramp. Now, if you are traveling into the higher elevations, you will run into snow and chains will be required. So, if you're thinking 299 East and West, 44, Highway 36, 32, Highway 3 this morning, just be aware, and traffic definitely slowing down. You may come to an eventual stop. This is near Mount Shasta, and as you get closer to the Oregon border. So, once again, heavy snow in the mountains. Bring along those chains. Drive safe. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, the weather report, and it looks like also the chain report is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Great people down there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Hey, I'm here with a friend of mine, Dr. Mark Pierce, who is the owner of the Hilltop Medical Clinics here in town. He was on TV the other day. I get to see him when he's not on TV. And what he's going to talk about today, and I guess I shouldn't put words in your mouth, but we're going to talk coronavirus here.
That's the big topic right now, isn't
and
it, Carl?
It is. And, you know, social distancing. Yesterday we had on a lady who wrote, a doctor, a PhD doctor, that wrote an article in 2010 during the H1N1 flu crisis going on then about the Spanish flu pandemic that killed 600,000 people. And even though it was 100 years ago, they knew about germs and microbes, and they initiated social distancing. I don't know if they called it that back then.
It's interesting. We have pulled back a lot of that data from that epidemic and saw how it altered the course of infections and these pandemics. And it was successful. And back then, that was the only way that they could really control these types of infections, which unfortunately is true today as well.
So the coronavirus, I saw the latest figures, 86 people have died in the United States. I think it's over 1,000 now. No, maybe it's 6,000 that have been tested positive for the coronavirus.
Case, which is dramatic, is actually a little bit slower than we might have expected had we not started all of these different measures. And I just want to say it's been pretty amazing and dramatic how cooperative people and businesses have been to institute the social distancing. Everybody is sacrificing it. Everybody knows that this is necessary, and the cooperation's been pretty dramatic. There is a lot of fear, but still people are able to cooperate.
Should we be panicking?
I don't think so. We've got a good start now, and I think that things are likely to start slowing down pretty soon. We have testing in place now, so we can identify people, which will help us determine how long we need to continue the social distancing. I think that people need information. For example, we got a call from the emergency rooms. They're getting overwhelmed, and you should not go to the emergency room unless you are truly sick and life-saving sick. That's what emergency rooms are for. You should feel in danger, fever, chills, and shortness of breath. Otherwise, stay away from the hospitals. That's not where you need to go.
No, because you've got other people in there that are suffering from different illnesses, you know, in the emergency room, and now you've just exposed them to this. And we talked to Dr. Taggart from Shasta Regional, heads up the emergency room, and this was last week. So a week ago today, in fact.
Yes.
So a lot happens in a week, but he said, I don't go to work thinking I'm going to get the coronavirus. I have much more fear that I'm going to get stuck by a hypodermic needle.
Well, there are dangers. I think it's becoming more apparent that being a healthcare worker, you're starting to see some healthcare workers hurt by catching these illnesses, and it's not just started. This is something that they've faced, especially the nurses who are with the same person known to have an illness for long stretches of time. They have to have very good technique, and it's very hard to be that consistent. They do put themselves at risk.
Our first line of defense here are nurses and doctors, and they're not calling in sick. They're right there fighting it.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody, I don't think, that has the coronavirus. Have you heard of anybody that you know of that's had it?
Nobody that I know has been diagnosed.
Shasta County's only had
that one case, and now that case has had some time, and we've not heard of other people contracting the illness. So I think so far we're doing well. We do have testing in place now in Shasta County, and it can be done at the Hilltop Medical Clinics. But we're asking people to be reasonable with testing. You cannot come into the clinics and demand a test. You have to have a fever and a dry cough and some symptoms. And most of the time when people come in with symptoms, we're still diagnosing influenza. Now, there is a treatment for influenza with the Tamiflu, so we're not discouraging people from coming in when they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just be curious. You can't be just, oh, I want
to
test. That doesn't work. You've got to have a documented fever and a dry cough to qualify for the test.
And this is what people don't understand. Oh, they're withholding testing. No. You've got to have some symptoms here before we do it. Otherwise, I mean, test 360 million people? No, you're not going to do that.
And there isn't, until a person progresses into the later stages of this infection and demonstrates that they're in danger, there really is not any specific treatment other than just the common sense that you use for everyday colds. And, we're watching Tom Hanks walk his way through. 80% of people just simply have some annoying symptoms. The hard part is that it takes about 2 weeks to be clear of the infection itself. So the day that you're documented as having it, you've set the clock going, and now you've got a two-week period of time to be socially isolated or distanced.
Yeah, self-quarantined.
Yep.
Yeah, and Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks walked out of the hospital.
Exactly.
I just saw that. We're going to take a quick break here. We're with Dr. Mark Pierce, who is talking to us about the coronavirus. One of the big things, takeaways, is you can't just go down there and ask for a test. You've got to have symptoms. And if you don't have the symptoms, you're not going to get the test.
That's correct.
And so it's just – and we've had one case in Shasta County and one case only. And that was well over a week ago.
I think you know, right now that again, 14 days seems to be the number we're using. So
okay,
we're well into that.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Now, I'm going to ask Dr. Pierce here. I'm going to ask him questions about supplements and, you know, eating well and vitamins and all those kind of things, if that helps at all. But Orchard Nutrition is the place if you're looking for organic, true organic. Everything, all their produce is 100% certified organic. That means ground, handling, everything. 100% certified organic produce, the meat, large grocery selection they have there. At least it was last week. I don't know what it's going to look like this week. And if you're eating very healthy, then, I mean, you've got your 46 cans of cannoli beans. They have health seminars. And I'll have to see if they may have taken those, you know, person-to-person seminars down. I think they have. Joe's going to be on Thursday. We can talk to him about this. But they have a huge selection of archived seminars that you can look at orchardnutrition.com and past seminars for that. Voted best in the North State so many times, I think they retired that one because he has never lost. They've been doing this since 1982. Joe Martino and his staff over at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back with Dr. Mark Pierce, 8:16 in the morning, 41 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today on us, my friends.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, lads and lassies. Welcome back. It's St. Patrick's Day today. And here's the thing. I don't know if any of the places that I want to go to where my corned beef and cabbage are going to be open today. I'm going to have to start calling around. There's places that are just outstanding for that today. Hey, Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. I'm saying self-isolating today, but that's not true because she's running around. But she is, you can't stop living because of this. You've still got to get things done. But there are ways of handling that. And I've got Dr. Mark Pierce here with me. And Dr. Pierce has Hilltop Clinics. Two clinics here in town, on one on Hilltop, of course, and the other one on Eureka, and walk-in clinics. And how's your business been?
Well, we're still seeing, people still have accidents, and people are still sick, again, primarily with the flu or complications following the flu.
I've gone in there damaged before.
And what we're asking people to do is, if you have a fever, to go to our main clinic over on Hilltop. If you have an injury or need a physical, we're asking you to go over to Eureka Way. Not everybody's getting that message, but we are trying to segregate or distance the sick people from people who have other medical needs, because life doesn't stop. People are still falling. Saw a few broken wrists yesterday. And it's nice if they can go to a clinic where there's a little less infection.
You know, one of the things I want to talk about is social distancing, and we talked about it during the break. Good article I'll probably publish on Facebook today about why people aren't social distancing. If some things it's just the opposite. And there's three reasons for this that they said, three factors. One is they don't really know what social distancing is, that, school's out, but the kids still get together. And that's not what it's about.
I think that, it's going to be hard to isolate. I used that word incorrectly in the first segment, but the distancing is important. And I think it's maybe just be a little more compulsive. Small groups, so that you don't go a little bit nutty or crazy for your kids, is fine. But if one of those people does contract the virus or gets ill, it's going to echo back through that whole group. And they're going to ask you, well, who have you had contact with the last 2 weeks before you became sick? So start keeping records. If you have a group of three or four kids over to your home so your kid does not go crazy, write down their names so that they know if they need to be isolated or quarantined if one person subsequently turns positive. And try not to mix and mingle too much. I think if it can be the same four people, if it's four different people every time, every day, the numbers get quite large. So
that's kind of defeating the purpose too.
Right. We want to kind of compact things down so that if one person does subsequently turn positive, we can work our way back through and very quickly identify the others who are at risk.
Well, the other thing too is in this article they say we shouldn't use the word social distancing. We should use the word physical distancing. Because social, connotates so many different things. But what he says, if you use the word physical distancing, that puts another concept into somebody's head that says, physical distancing means I should stay 6 feet away from people or try not to go into crowded areas and all that.
And we're getting more information It seems that this virus is spread by droplets and countertops. So if you're more, that's where you're, why you're hearing more than 6 feet. Droplets tend to fall. They don't suspend in the air. So if a person coughs and you're 6 or 7 feet away, it's like, it's not likely to reach you and, hit your countertops. It will survive on a countertop for quite some time.
That's why we wipe down with our, that's why it smells like a,
We'll all be a little more compulsive after this for all infections. And
what about those people with the obsessive compulsive behavior, OCD?
Well, they are, you know, people with anxiety and people with, well, primarily anxiety are definitely having a tough time. They don't know how to interpret how they feel, and they're starting to, they will overreact, and they'll need some support to, you know, and some mm-hmm. kindness to kind of help them through.
Yeah. You know, we have a lot of people out there have elderly parents. And Linda was thinking about going down and visiting her parents, 89 and 88. Mm-hmm. They're both healthy as horses. But is this something that, I mean, she doesn't have it, but we don't believe she has the coronavirus. Should she still go down there and visit her parents and, like, go do shopping or stuff for them?
Well, they're going to need some help in the home, so one person, a designated person. But you've just hit on the another very important concept. If you have children that are healthy, small groups might make sense, keep the groups consistent, as we were talking about before. But if you have somebody who's at risk with emphysema, or just advanced age, they do need to be protected.
Okay.
Convalescent homes are restricting visitors, because we know it will go through those places very quickly, if it's able to get inside. And so we want to keep the virus outside. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So she should convince her mom not to go shopping then.
I think as somebody who's at high risk, it's probably better for someone else to go shopping for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that would be a good choice for her to go down and kind of help out and make sure they've got everything they need. Then, I mean, they're very healthy. I mean, they travel all over the world and all these things. But this is probably a time for them to kind of pull back a little bit then.
I think so. If you're at risk, you want to be a little bit more careful. That's for sure.
Does part of the problem, and in one of those articles I've read, is that Americans feel like we're invulnerable, that we're invincible, you know, that we don't believe anything bad's going to happen to us?
Well, that's doctors feel that way, too. And we're getting schooled.
No, doctors are gods.
We're getting schooled a little bit. I mean, I think the reality is that we get through life with a little bit of denial, but it's sometimes better to open your eyes and see what you're faced with, and you'll do a better job of protecting yourself. You can't just deny that this is happening. And I've been pretty impressed, although the fear level, you know, the hoarding has been a little bit disappointing.
Isn't that kind of weird to you?
It's a little disappointing.
I was, you know, when I was talking, we first came on, I was up at the Holiday Mart. And first time that I've been in a place in the, well, I mean, if you've got like a typhoon coming or a hurricane, I can understand that kind of mm-hmm. stuff, where services are breaking down. But the to see everything, you know, stuff off shelves, the vegetables were all gone, you know, try and find a bag of potatoes someplace. I mean, how many bags of potatoes do you need?
I think that the concept here is to kind of spread this out amongst the whole population. And if you have people who are hoarding, you might have somebody who doesn't have enough food. So
that's right.
You know, as far as we know, supply lines have not been interrupted. People are still going to work. This is going to be a very asymmetrical type of financial stress. The restaurants, the theaters, the all of those places are going to get hammered, so to speak. But
and they are.
The healthcare facilities and such will have plenty of work. The truckers bringing us food.
You know, and that's what I told people. It's as long as those truckers are bringing, you know, as long as you see trucks on the road, we're fine. Because, you know, we're on this three-day, you know, amount of food and stuff that the truckers are bringing it in. You're not seeing any stoppage of the trucking or the trains coming through and all this. If it was that, you know, if it gets that bad where you've got, you know, a third of your truck fleet down, then you can start seeing some problems.
I think being compulsive with hygiene is going to help. I mentioned this before on another show that when I get home now, instead of being greeted with a hug and a beer, I'm greeted with a laundry basket and a and off to the shower, so that anything on the outside world now is staying out of our home. And I think that
you're around sick people all the time.
Exactly. So it actually makes sense to shower and protect your home.
I can see Nancy doing that. She says, "Come here, strip down. You'll get your beer afterwards."
That's exactly right. We have to protect our house, and everybody else, I think, is doing that, and it's going to pay off.
That's a good idea. If you're, if you are in a business where you're seeing a number of people, it's probably a good idea to maybe leave your shoes outside and then strip down and put things into the laundry basket and put on your in-house clothing. You self-quarantine.
I'm sure it's some of these large warehouses that they're doing the opposite. People shower before they go. They're probably checked for fever and symptoms as they enter the facility. A big Amazon or Walmart distribution center cannot afford to get an infection. And,
no, not at all.
And I hope that they're successful, because those distribution lines are very critical for us.
We're going to take a break here. I'm with Dr. Mark Pierce, of course, of Hilltop Clinics here in town. What he has said is we want people that are, that are ill to come to the Hilltop Clinic on Hilltop. And if you've got injuries, to go to the Hilltop Clinic on Eureka Street, and so you can kind of keep them separated like that.
That's correct, yes.
And we want to kind of pass that word around, too. 8:30 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break. 40 degrees out there, still raining, and it's going to rain all day, which we absolutely need. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are in the front lines, as Dr. Pierce talked about. And as people coming into the emergency room, he's heard that they're quite busy down there. They're busy anyway, but now they're even more busy. And unless you've got life-threatening type symptoms where you're coughing, it's hard to breathe and all that, stay out of the emergency room. Go to places like Hilltop or Pace, or not Pace, but Pulse, other places, but, to go in and be checked on stuff like that. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top-rated hospitals. And the fact is that they received 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements. They're one of the best in the nation, my friends, and we've got them right here in Reading. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. We'll be right back with Dr. Mark Pierce.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
the Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, also online and at 95. Now, Carl, back to you.
96.5. There we go. Okay, hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. 8:36 in the morning here on the 17th of March, St. Paddy's Day. A little leprechaun got into our music right then and went...
Just then? I'm just like, then. Oh,
you push the button and the leprechaun says, not so fast, lassie. Not so fast. Are you wearing green today? Maybe. Are you wearing green today? You are wearing green today.
Somewhere.
So, you know, maybe that was it because you're not wearing the green today.
Hey, I forgot where I was.
8:36 in the morning, and we're here with Dr. Mark Pierce. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. 301 Hartnell Avenue, right in the center of Reading. Worry less, smile more. Yeah, have a place you go to. You don't have to worry about meals. You don't have to worry about, oh, gosh, you know what, look at the plumbing and all this. Everything's taken care of for you. They're pet friendly. So you have your pets in there. You've got it all at River Commons Senior Living. For a personalized tour, call 238-5981. Talk to Brian or one of his leprechauns that are working for him. And go on down there, have lunch, talk to the people, see why you can live there and live. It's like a mini cruise ship. Maybe that's not the right word to use right now. Okay, it's just a great place to be and to enjoy life. Okay, I'm with Dr. Mark Pierce. Now, Mark, let's get back to the fact is that you were the one that tested the person that had been exposed to the coronavirus. And who had been on the cruise ship.
That's right. She had accompanied that person that was on the cruise ship that subsequently got the virus and unfortunately passed away from infection.
But he had all the criteria though, right?
He had the infection, the lady that we tested was ill at the time. She was coughing and wheezing and was ill. So I was actually quite surprised that she was negative on the test.
And this was something like you just didn't bring her in for testing though.
Well, we were asked by the health department to test her. They gave us a call and said that we have this lady that that's a high level of exposure, and so they asked us to do the testing. So they brought us the kit, we practiced with it, and then we did the test out in the parking lot so that we wouldn't contaminate our facility, that distancing part as well.
Yeah. So what is the test? You know, I hear about all the test kits. What is the test kit?
Well, it's a nasal swab. In her case, we wanted to be very accurate, so we also collected specimens of the back of her throat, and also she was producing some sputum. So we tested all three areas. But generally speaking, it's a nasal swab. You put it in the nose. It doesn't gag you. It just has to kind of hang out there for a few seconds to grab the specimen. And it's painless, really is. And then we send it off and test it, and she was negative.
And now we can test it in California. Before they were, which it wasn't everybody supposed to be, they were going back to another place, but now the testing labs are, have been spread out.
I think they finally got that under control. And I think we will learn from this experience, how to be a little bit better prepared in that department for testing. So that once the kits are available, that it goes a little bit smoother.
It doesn't go, you know, you can get it back quicker and all these too.
Right.
So the people though that should be worried about the coronavirus are those that are elderly?
Well,
what's elderly anyway? What are we talking about?
Well, unfortunately, Carl, anybody that's 60 and up starting to be considered elderly. I know how that feels.
Well, you and I still got 4 or 5 years to go, but people we know are elderly.
But I think that underlying medical conditions are probably more important. Anything that interferes with the cough. And on that note, anything that you can do to improve your health now will help. So, for example, if you do get the flu, you do want to get checked and you do want to get on medicine for the flu so that you recover from that quickly, because getting the flu does not prevent you from getting the coronavirus, or getting a bronchitis does not prevent you. If your allergies are out of control, all of these things will make you a little bit more vulnerable to the next thing that comes your way. And remember, flu is still hurting us.
60,000 last year.
Yes.
I read that 60,000 people died in the United States from the flu last year. So I'm like, your probably statistics are a lot better than mine. 7,000 or 8,000 in California.
And usually about 50 to 70 children. And the coronavirus, luckily, is not seeming to affect the younger age groups. But this social distancing should have a dramatic effect on the flu. That's where it was studied originally. So I'm anxious to see how the numbers change.
1918, they started that, and they found that the cities that didn't do it, like Baltimore and Philadelphia, had heavy death rates, where New York, because it was moving up, it followed the railroad lines and the railroads and steamships. And because we didn't have the airplanes and all that, and so that they could kind of like watch it. And so when they started that social distancing back there, it was working for them.
And that's why we're asking people to kind of stay put in their area so that it doesn't get too confusing. And if you stray out or you get together in a group, write the names down so it's easy to backtrack. And you know, you would want to know if you were inadvertently exposed.
Oh, yeah.
So keep some records so that it makes it a little easier for the epidemiologists. But it will be very interesting to see what happens with the influenza. But again, do whatever you can to improve your underlying conditions. Take your medicines. Be a little more compulsive about your salt intake. If you have heart problems, just get the work done. You've got plenty of time now.
You should still be working out, keeping yourself healthy.
Absolutely.
And all that.
Yeah.
But now, what about that? So you just have to make sure is that you're in the gym I go to, Adamson's Peak Performance. They've had it forever. You know, you wipes for every time you use a piece of equipment there and stuff like that. And you're not usually in a group where you're a foot away from people. I work out by myself. So
I think, you know, when you go into a gym or the karate studio that I work out at, the new custom is wash your hands immediately, wash your clothing a little bit more compulsively, and as you leave, do the same. So that hand washing, this virus is not very tough, and soap will tear it apart easily. It's not tough in that way. So the cleaning the countertops and washing your hands is very effective in protecting you.
Okay, so and when we wash our hands, this isn't a perfunctory type thing. This is you wash your hands for 20 seconds.
That's
I
right.
I heard that. And you get between your fingers, you get, you know, you get all lathered up, and then you rinse it off.
We all want to pretend that we're surgeons.
Right.
You know, and of course they wash their hands quite a bit longer. But you do want to lather them up and let that soap do its job and then rinse well. Yes.
Do mask work?
Well, that's controversial. They've studied it, and the studies say not so much. The masks help if you put it on a person who's sick if they inadvertently cough or sneeze, it prevents some of those particles from being aerosolized and leaving the zone, so to speak. But if you're a practitioner and someone coughs in your face, we have a tube that drains our eyes. So if it gets in our eyes, it'll drain that down the center of that tube right into the back of our throat. So a mask is only partially protective for a person who's trying to be careful. Now, a shield, you see the shields, that's better. The shields are better.
I understand that if you wrap your head in 15 layers of toilet paper, that's effective.
Is that's being studied because we're trying to figure out why people went out and bought all of the toilet paper off the shelf. So we're really trying to figure that one out.
Does this mean if you have dysentery that you go in and you buy stuff for your nasal passages?
You know, we use a lot of common terms in healthcare, and the flu is very confusing for people because we do have stomach flus, and then we have the influenza. So so maybe people got the message wrong.
Got the message mixed up.
The flu is here, so they went out and bought all the toilet paper.
Okay, we got some phone calls coming in here. We're going to take a quick break, Sue. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, Cypress Square Barbershop, you don't have to be afraid there. They sterilize all their stuff anyway in between the when they cut hair. But and it's not crowded because they work on appointments only at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Go on down there, give them a call at 244-9478. Walk in, get your haircut, walk out. Use your hand sanitizer if you can find any. We have a hand sanitizer, a larger one, on our counter. And it's been here for, I put it up there over a week ago. And people use it when they come in. And I tell my producers, keep your eye on it. Make sure it's still there at the
it's
end.
It's true.
Make sure it's still there.
I saw one person try to abscond with it. Oh. I was like, excuse me, that's mine.
There you go. They were kidding, of course, but, seeing if they could sneak out. But then Sue pulled a gun on them because everybody we have here carries guns in this place. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. 8:46 in the morning, 42 degrees out there, rainy today. Right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
Many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L Series. Get an L Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is Tuesdays on assignment today. And the boys are back in town. I'm not sure which Irish band sang that. I think it was the Shamrocks that sang that song, which is why we have on St. Paddy's Day like this. Anybody that knows of a really good corned beef and cabbage place, please give me a call in at 605-4567 and tell Sue where that is. I know a couple of places that are great, but I don't know if they're open.
Do they do takeout?
Well, that's the thing. Maybe we should do that, is go into takeout on something. Yeah, we could do that. Just say, hey, look, we'll pick it up.
I think supporting the takeout is probably important because these businesses are going to get hammered. And so going to a Starbucks and picking up your coffee and, you know, Dutch Brothers, I still see a line out in front on the corner there.
Well, they're just doing everything as takeout from Starbucks now.
I think that's, we should support that.
The question came in is, can you be reinfected?
I don't think so. Viral infections that you get over leave antibodies in our system, and that is the reason that we can eventually develop a vaccine and be, you know, that's like a way of training our body that the infection is going to come, is to have those antibodies already present. So it's a one-time infection. It's confusing to me that the infection has settled down in China so dramatically after their social distancing program.
Yeah, they seem to have got that. Somebody, I just read an article from somebody in Wuhan, an American, saying things kind of like back to normal there.
You would really think that one person would kind of spark a whole nother outbreak. So that needs to be studied as to why it isn't blossoming out again, because they suppress it, but you're still technically susceptible, so yeah. That'll be interesting information for us.
And unless somebody's been tested, they don't know if they're a carrier or not either. So well, do we have, like, people could be carrying this without?
It's confusing. We're using 14 days as a length of time. The testing picks up particles, broken particles of the virus, and those can be shed for some time even though they're not viable. So you could probably still have a positive test for some time, and we wouldn't really necessarily be infectious or have an active infection. So we're using the length of time of 2 weeks after you're diagnosed as the length of time that you need to be quarantined if you actually have the infection.
Should we be canceling every event? I mean, we got Cool April Nights coming up in April.
Nobody knows how long this is going to go. We're looking at China. I think that it's going to be a bit longer than we think. I think we do have a head start. For example, in Shasta, we don't have any cases here that have been identified. That's a good head start. But it only takes one to spark the fire, so we're all holding our breath. And the more we work the social distancing, the sooner we'll be back to normal. But, it's probably going to be 4 to 6 weeks, kind of what I'm thinking, but nobody knows. Nobody knows. But once you've had the infection, you can't get it again.
The information we get should be going directly to the CDC as opposed to social media.
That's, well, there you go. I mean, we have special hotlines to call if we have a positive test. And, you know, all of those things are now being coordinated. So I think that we're well equipped now for this infection. We're no longer at that naive stage where nobody knows what to do or where to go or how to handle it. So this is good. And it's really great that the kids are not as much at risk. There are seven coronaviruses that we have identified, and four of them cause a common cold. So I have to think that there's some crossover immunity that the kids have from having had maybe some of those other infections. So there might be some background immunity that's helping us out here. But all of those answers will come later after we study this whole process.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people, I don't want people to think that I believe everything is fine out there, because I don't.
No.
I think not at all. We're suffering from the effects of a pandemic. We have had in this country, I think, 1,000 people have died from this. 6,000 or more been infected. Our rate, I saw the other day, of is it doubling? Are you looking at this to see, you know, it's every 5 days the number of cases double, and it had by country. I think we were at 3, and somebody else was at 5. Others are at 1 day, and it doubles. But those are countries with less medical care.
And those numbers are crude numbers because, again, it depends on who's tested and how much testing you're doing. But it will be helpful because when those level off, you know that the distancing has finally had an effect. And we have that data from China to use and show us.
Can we trust that data?
That's a good question too. I mean,
because
you know,
they held this thing to themselves, and a lot of people are saying is that China publishes what they want.
I think that knowing that they shut down their field hospitals and that their ICUs aren't packed, I think that the only number that really matters is the number of people that have died of the infection. When that starts to taper off, you know that you've gotten control over it. The number of people with the infection could be an underestimate for all. It is an underestimate of the overall impact of the virus. That's for sure.
It's hit Italy so strongly.
Yes,
and Italy has shut down everything.
And Spain is right
behind
it.
Spain is right behind it.
Yeah. And it's very difficult. You can see the map. It's kind of spread out throughout their whole country. So before they were able to start their programs, it really got seeded throughout the whole country. Mm-hmm. Whereas in California, I think, you know, again, Shasta does not have any cases. Tehama does not have, I don't believe they have any. But
San Francisco just shut down everything, mm-hmm. I think. Shut down everything.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, this is a question. Oh, tomorrow, by the way, we're having Sheriff Magrini here, and he's bringing in a Health and Human Services officer to talk about, of course, the coronavirus and what's being done. We don't have a lot of time left, but the homeless people on the streets, is this a carrier breeding ground right there?
Well, we're worried about them because obviously trying to live in the environment is going to put a lot more pressure on the body and make you a little bit more susceptible. I think that's just common sense. Ironically, being outside, I think the environment itself might be a little tougher on the virus itself. But if they huddle together in close groups just to stay warm, or, you know, it's going to spread. Yes. So we are worried about that group. Plus, we have a little bit more difficulty with cooperation from that group. Mm-hmm. There was that one incident up north where they asked them to kind of quarantine, and a person can just get up and leave. It's voluntary, you know, you're not.
Yeah.
And so I think we're a little worried about cooperation at that level, but that'll be a good discussion tomorrow with the health officer.
Yeah, I'm good. That was one of the questions I wanted to present to them, is what are we doing about the people who are living on the street and the homeless people, because a lot of them have compromised systems.
Yeah.
Out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're here with Dr. Mark Pierce, Hilltop Medical Clinic. He's asking people that if you have, if you feel ill, you go to the Hilltop Clinic on Hilltop, and that if you have other emergencies, more of a physical injury or things like that, that you go to the Hilltop Clinic on Eureka to try and separate out the two groups of people, so you don't expose people if they really are sick with coronavirus.
That's correct. And don't go to the emergency room unless you really feel in jeopardy. And you won't be tested if you don't have a fever, so don't come in unless you're sick.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mark.
Thanks, Carl.
Like I said, tomorrow we have the sheriff on and Health and Human Services. We're going to be discussing what the county's doing about this, about the coronavirus, and with Sheriff McGreeny about the law enforcement during this time and in the jail and all that. Everybody have a great day. Remember, keep your physical distance with other people. Keep doing that. That's going to slow this thing down. It is the good guys against the bad guys. Be a good guy and social distance today.
Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.